News. I'm Ed Donahue. $364 million is the penalty imposed by a New York judge against former President Donald Trump in his civil fraud trial. The judge said this was an elongated scheme to dupe banks and others with financial statements that inflated the former president's wealth. Trump also was barred from serving as an officer or director of any New York corporation for 3 years. President Biden says Alexei Navalny's apparent death in Russia brings new urgency for more U.S. aid for Ukraine. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Asked if the Russian opposition leader's reported passing will spur the GOP-led House to act.
I hope to God it helps.
With U.S. officials saying Ukrainian troops are running out of vital munitions in the fight against Russia, but the House has not moved on a Senate-passed bill to send billions more in aid to Ukraine and has now gone on a recess.
2 weeks. What are they thinking? My God.
The president says the clock is ticking as concerns grow over whether the U.S. is still a reliable ally. Earlier this week,
we are not going to be forced into action.
And while House Speaker Mike Johnson says he personally supports aiding Ukraine, his plan for moving the aid is unclear. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A white former Ohio sheriff's deputy charged in the killing of a black man remains free after a jury in Columbus couldn't agree on a verdict and the judge twice declared a mistrial. Police say two people who had been shot were found dead in a dorm room at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. Police there also say there is no longer any threat to the community. The United Auto Workers Union is threatening to go on strike next week at Ford's largest and most profitable factory in Louisville, Kentucky, in a dispute over local contract language. The Dow finished down 145 points. This is AP News. Several patients died in a southern Gaza hospital. Oxygen ran out after the hospital was raided by Israeli forces.
Mobile phone footage inside Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis showed lines of patients on beds in crowded corridors. In recent days, the hospital has become the focal point of Israel's ground offensive. Israeli troops, tanks and snipers have surrounded Nasser Hospital for at least a week, with food, water and supplies inside dwindling and fire from outside killing several people, according to health officials. More recently, the Israeli seizure of the hospital caused chaos as health officials said 4 people in intensive care died after their oxygen was cut off. Israel's military said it had credible intelligence that Hamas had held hostages there and that the hostages' remains might still be inside. I'm Karen Shamas.
Los Angeles Clippers coach Tyronn Lue has been fined for publicly accusing game officials of cheating. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.